Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es auch, es perikai Mishnah vav, asaradvarim, 10 things, nivru were created, the Erev Shabbos bein HaShmoshes, on the first Shabbos evening, bein HaShmoshes, is between day and night, it's like twilight. This is at the end of the Sheshes he made Bereshes. So it's right before the Bria was created, almost by the end of Sheshes he made Bereshes. The Elohein, and they are, what are these 10 things? Pia Aretz, the mouth of the earth, that swallowed up Korach and those that associated with him. Upia Be'er, the second was the mouth of the traveling well, the Be'er Shel Miriam, that went along with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, wherever they went. Some say that it opened its mouth and said Shira. It's mashma that way from the Pasuk. Upia Asain, this is number three, the mouth of the donkey that talked to Bilam. The Batnur explains, it was Bein HaShmashos that it was decreed that it would talk to Bilam. Such a thing would happen. Vakeshes, the rainbow. And the rainbow is the sign of the promise that Hashem made after the Mabul that he would never again destroy all of the world with a Mabul. That's the Ois Bris. That's where there's a special bracha that we make when we see a rainbow. Vahaman, the man that came down for Klal Yisrael for the 40 years they were in the Midbar. Number six, Vahamata, Moshe Rabbeinu's stick. This is the stick that he used when he performed the Nisim. And was made of out of a stone, says the Batanura, called Sanaparnion. And it was engraved with the name of Hashem, Rashi says. Vashamir, the Shamir worm, that's number seven. The Batanura explains, and I'm sure you remember the story, it's a tiny worm-like creature. That's what the Shamir is. And if you put it on something, that thing split open, any hard object. Now Moshe used it to engrave the names of the 12 Shvatim on the stones worn by the Kohen Gadol. Later, Shlomo HaMelech used it to cut the stones for the first base of Migdash. And you remember the story with Ashmedai, how he got it. Later, Shlomo kept Ashmedai. Ashmedai is the king of the Shadim, and then when he untied his chains, he threw Shlomo HaMelech away, and it took him many years to get back to Yerushalayim. So that Shamir worm was created Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos. Vaksav, the writing on the Luchas. That means the letters of the Aseret HaDibros that were engraved on the Luchas, says the Batanura. Now these letters came all the way through to the opposite side of the stone. So it was a nest that the inner parts of the letters, Endemem and Samach, remained in place. Right? If it goes through and through, what holds the middle? Vaitra says the Mishnah of the Hamichtav. This is number nine. That's the reading of the Luchas. The letters on the Luchas, you could read them alpines from all four sides. Valuchas and the Luchas themselves. They were made out of this Sanparnion stone. They were 6x6 and thick. 3, and somehow it came out of the sun, that's what the Batanura says, and you could roll them up. V'yeshayim, some say, Av HaMazikin, these are the Shadim. So the Batanura says like this, it was mamish by the end of Sheshes Yimei Bereshes, and there was just enough time to make the neshamais, but not the body. So these, like spirits, so to speak, remained without a physical form. Of course, we have to understand what that means, because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't run out of time. It doesn't take time to do something. So this was the intent over here. And once heard of Shat, when it comes Erev Shabbos, you drop everything. Shabbos is coming. How about I can't? I'm in the middle. There can't be anything worse than you're in the middle of making someone, and you only have the Neshama and not the Guf. But Hashem is teaching us. No, when Erev Shabbos comes, you have the Kayach to stop. It doesn't make a difference what's going to come out of this. Yeah, but just the spirit without a Guf, it'll be a Mazik. Okay, whatever it is. You stop Erev Shabbos. That's the lesson over here. Vaitra says the mission according to the Ishitas, Ukfurasei Shal Moshe, the burial place of Moshe, which Al Pines, no one knows where it is. And if anyone saw it from the bottom of the mountain, came up to the top, the person on the top said he saw it from the bottom, the Eloh Shal Avram Avinu, and the ram of Avram Avinu, which he was makriv instead of Yitzchak, the Yeshamim, and some say, Af Tzivas Bitzvas Asuya. Some say also the first, like pliers, were made with heavenly pliers. See, in order for a blacksmith to make this tool out of metal, you have to heat the metal until it's red hot and hold it while you shape it into shape. But you need another set of, like, pliers or tongues to grip the metal. So how do you make the first one? So it was created by Hashem. Really, says about Tanur the Gemara in the Sechtes Pesachim, says it is possible to make it without another set of pliers. You pour the metal into a shape, to like a cutout of that size. Of course, these Mishnayos, we have to understand the Sidus, the secrets behind it. And even then, we don't truly understand it. But just one thing, the Sfasema says that every Shabbos Kodesh is a Be'er, is a well. There are brachis and yeshuas that come to everybody. Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, for those that are Zoicha, the well opens up. You have to prepare yourself Erev Shabbos. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria by the very first Shabbos, that there's a Psichas Pi HaBe'er. Erev Shabbos is a time to do tshuva. Erev Shabbos, the Yetzer tries to test us and make us angry. We try to hold ourselves back. And if we're Zoicha to come into Shabbos properly, if we prepare the entire week properly, the better you prepare, the more you're Zoicha for that opening of the Be'er, the opening of all the brachas that come with Shabbos to open up for you as Shabbos sets in.